News of the Church. Visit news.lds.org for more church news and events. New sizing for women's garments. Based on feedback regularly solicited from members, Beehive Clothing continues to update the design of women's garments to better match wearer preferences. The latest design makes use of a new sizing system based on actual body measurements in inches. Other improvements include a closer fit, consistent sizing across fabrics and styles, and more waist and cup options for a customized fit. Because the new garments are sized differently than old styles, current garment wearers are encouraged to review sizing charts at store.lds.org and bring their measurements with them when purchasing from distribution services. Store associates are being trained to help members understand the new sizing system so that members can make informed buying decisions. Information is available at store.lds.org in the Help section. And questions may be directed to your local distribution services store or the Global Service Center. Restoration site reopens. The Priesthood Restoration Site in Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania, reopens in September 2015 with new places to visit, including reconstructed homes, a walking path near the place where the Aaronic Priesthood was restored, and a visitor center. Learn more at history.lds.org. See also the article on pages 50 through 57 of this issue. Library adds transcripts. Perhaps you remember a quote from a church video that you want to include in a lesson, but how do you find it? The Media Library on LDS.org now has interactive transcripts available for all captioned videos on the site, which will help you find what you're looking for. The transcripts make it possible to read along, better navigate through a video, and create and share customized video clips. The transcripts can also be downloaded and printed. Devotional for Young Adults. Elder L. Whitney Clayton of the Presidency of the 70 will speak at a worldwide devotional for young adults on Sunday, September 13, 2015, at 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. The devotional will be transmitted over the church broadcast system. All young single adults, ages 18 to 30, and students finishing high school or the equivalent are invited. So are married institute and university students. Sunday school counselor called. The church announced a reorganization of the Sunday school general presidency in June. Tad R. Callister will continue as general president. Devin G. Durant, who had been second counselor, has become first counselor, and Brian K. Ashton has been called as second counselor. John S. Tanner, released as first counselor, was appointed president of Brigham Young University, Hawaii. Safety site launched. Thanks to a recently launched safety and health website, members and leaders can benefit from increased awareness and better practices during church activities. Safety.lds.org employs humor and practical tips as it features fact sheets, resources, forms, links to policies and guidelines from Handbook 2, Administering the Church, and training and video resources for various church activities. End of the section, News of the Church, read by Dwayne Case.